We're talking today with Dr. Ron Scholer with the Great Plains Canola Association. Ron, your organization, OSU, working together on these canola educational events. Pretty good interest here in North Central Oklahoma today.
Well, if the size of the crowd is any indication, Ron, we've got a lot of enthusiasm back for planting canola, and for very good reason. The price has held up very nicely. Just came off of a really good crop, and our weather conditions are slightly improved, so we're excited about what's going to happen here and starting in September and getting a new crop in the ground.
I know that obviously we had the run-up in acres. We saw a lot of folks back out after a very tough couple of growing seasons, not just for canola but for wheat as well. What are you hearing from individuals as they think about coming back into a rotation?
I was just talking to one of our best farmers or best long-term canola farmers about his just most recent experience, Ron. And I think this is as good an indicator about what's going to happen as I could give you. They just averaged 47 bushel per acre on 1,500 acres of canola. Not a bad outcome. Looking at their wheat crop that follows their canola rotations, they were making 70, 80 bushel per acre on wheat following canola. Their wheat after wheat was still good, 60 bushel or so. But so they were getting about a 15 to 20 bushel per acre bump on wheat following canola. More people need to hear that story and capture the benefits of that great rotation. There's just nothing better. I know some folks are looking at other things, alfalfa, but alfalfa is a long-term project. You don't get in and out of alfalfa. Soybeans, west of I-35, some growers do extremely well, but that's always a lot iffier than planting a winter crop.
When we think, you know, where we are right now is within this whole, you know, wheat industry, it seems that we've always had the problems because we do the grazing on a lot of our acres and whatnot. We always have a problem with not as clean a wheat as we'd like to have. This was, of course, the crop that was looked at by OSU 10, 12 years ago as the crop that could really make a difference.
It was. And again, same farmer talking to him, he was telling me how clean his wheat fields are following canola versus more of an issue following soybeans. They're having some weed problems. And of course, as you know, I'm a soybean guy, have been anyway, and very devoted to that crop. But they're having trouble with their weeds and the soybeans. We've not had that issue in the canola. And, of course, that's how we got into canola to start with. We could clean up those grassy weeds in wheat. We're certainly not going to replace very many acres of the wheat crop here in Oklahoma, nor do we need to. But we saw an awful lot of feral rye, and that seemed to me to be the major problem in wheat this year on some really good land. These were not marginal wheat fields. So those are prime candidates, it seems to me, to be put into canola for some period of time and then go back to wheat. And it looks like to me that'd be a win-win situation.
Your discussions with the industry, our seed companies, others that are involved, that are, you know, suppliers to our canola producers. What's the attitude? What's availability, you think, of seed for this next couple of months as we plant in September, early October?
Well, we'll be okay unless things really get crazy and we plant a lot more than we had planned to. Seed dealers, are, of course, or seedsmen are always a little bit cautious. They don't want to have a supply that's going to overmatch the demand. But we should be okay. They're very excited, too. They've stayed with us as we need crushers and seedsmen. And so they'll be there with the product for our growers.
Overall, are you pleased with at the marketing end? You alluded to the fact that we've got a premium right now, canola over wheat. As far as prices are concerned, have we had the market that we've needed for the folks that grew it this year?
Well, I've personally have been at this for about 5 years in my second stint with canola. And what we've seen, Ron, consistently is the best price for canola is right off the combine. Canola prices start dropping just as wheat prices do, but they've not dropped nearly as precipitously as the wheat prices have. We've said for a long time you need about a $2 per bushel premium on canola over wheat. That's to take care of the extra management inputs and costs. and we've been at least $3 a bushel more canola over wheat all this year, and at times even as much as $4 per bushel. So that should incentivize some people to either get back into canola or try it again, or try it for the first time. So I think there's an awful lot of motivators out there that are good wheat farmers who have some potential to grow canola should be looking at.